Today's Wednesday, November 7th, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, it's hump day. I got you a life word to get you through. Luke 22:35-36 said, "And he said unto them, When I send you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, Nothing. Then he said unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." It's the Thursday night before the Friday crucifixion of Jesus, and he's meeting with his closest friends in the upper room for a Passover meal, what we call today the Lord's Supper. Dr. Luke's describing this scene to us about the disciples thinking that Jesus is about to give them the kingdoms of the earth. They're arguing about which one of them is going to be the greatest. And now Jesus is about to make things a lot more clear. The things that are about to happen to him, they're going to understand that a lot better. And it's not going to be pretty. "When I sent you out to preach the good news, and you didn't have money or a traveler's bag or an extra pair of sandals, did you need anything?" "No, Lord." Remember that? I mean, back in Luke 9, verse 3, Jesus told the disciples, "Take nothing for your journey. Don't take a staff or a bag or bread or money. Don't even take two tunics apiece." And you know, for the most part, that worked out well. The disciples were pretty well received everywhere they went. Jesus was a star, and everybody wanted to be around him. And the disciples, they benefited from that. But now Jesus was preparing them for a new reality, a harsh reality. Those days, they're about to end. Now he says, "Take your money and a traveler's bag. And if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy you one." Was Jesus telling the disciples to go to war? I don't think that's true. I think what he was saying to them, you're about to go from being universally accepted and loved to being rejected and hated. People are going to be out to get you. There's a spiritual battle coming, and you better be prepared. You better be able to defend yourself. Believer, do you get tired of being a stranger and an alien in this world? Does it dismay you and disappoint you that people seem to turn their back on Jesus and you? Well, don't be surprised if things get tough. Don't break and run when the world treats you badly. Remember the words of Jesus today. This world, it isn't going to welcome you and your faith with open arms. I mean, we're living in a fallen world filled with fallen people. It was that way when Jesus was crucified, and it's going to be that way until the day he comes back. Now, look, you do have weapons to defend yourself. Weapons given to all of us by our Lord himself. Our weapons, they're his word, they're prayer, love, his Holy Spirit. God himself, he'll find our battles and fight them for us with supernatural power. Our job is to get ourselves out of the way and allow the mighty warrior to fight for us. When you pray today, please remember in prayer, BMA missionaries, Sam, Sue, Noor, Reneem, Sophia, and Angelina Jordan. They serve the Lord and the churches of BMA America in Jordan. And please remember to pray for the success of LifeWords Vi broadcast that can be heard in Liberia and Sierra Leone. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 42 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.